saw this, but I imagine it's wet.
Mm-hmm. What about the prairie?
The prairie?
Uh-huh.
I don't know a thing about prairie soil.
Uh-huh. Flat land along a stream or river that's flooded over in the springtime.
You call that, you don't mean like a delta. That's not the word you want. I know the word you want because, of course, over in Louisiana,
mm-hmm.
you have that kind of land.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't think of the word right now.
Have you ever heard of intervals or lowland or bottomland?
Yes, bottomland. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, bottomland.
Is that what you're thinking of?
I'm not thinking of bottomland. I'm thinking of what you call the land over in Louisiana that used to be overflowed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Do you have a word there? No, neither do I.
I'm not sure. What about a grassland?
Yes.
Maybe a field that would be good for grazing cattle but not much else. Would you have a special name for that kind of land?
I guess there is. But as I say, I've lived in town and I haven't heard too much conversation about farms and growing things.
Okay. What about a land that's got water standing on it most of the time?
Swampland.
Okay. And if it's down by the Gulf, you'd call it.
Well, it would be in the delta. It would also be down by the Gulf.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know.
Say if you had some swampy land and you were getting the water off the swamp. You'd say you would
drain it.
And the things that you dig to run the water off.
Well, you dig trenches of some kind.
Okay. And say when you've had a heavy rain and the rain has cut out a little, maybe along the hill, there's a little channel sort of cut out.
Yes, you might call that a, I don't know the word right now.
Well, what would you have along the side of the road to carry the water off?
You have ditches.
Okay. And say if you go out in a field or someplace and there's been enough rain and so forth so that there's just a huge area cut out, you know, big enough for a person to get down in almost, just a huge...
Like hole.
Mm-hmm. But just sort of a really big ditch. Would you have a special name for that?
I haven't.
Okay. I was saying something like gully or ravine.
Yes, well, of course you can have a gully or a ravine. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Of course you know what the word is used around here for a large area like that that's pretty permanent. It's called a bayou.
Hmm. Does that have water flowing in it?
In rainy weather, it can have water flowing through the bottom.
Uh-huh.
There are many bayous around town.
Hmm.
On Main Street,
mm-hmm.
if you walk to the top, go down
mm-hmm.
toward the east on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom is a big place that's called a bayou, and you'd probably call it a ravine or
mm-hmm.
something like that.
Do these bayous have special names?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, sometimes you speak of this bayou and that bayou, but
uh-huh.
No, not in town anyway.
Uh-huh. What about when you have some water flowing along, you'd call that a...
stream.
Okay. What about a fairly large stream?
A river or a creek.
Mm-hmm. Does a creek ever run dry?
Yes. A creek can run dry in
mm-hmm.
the summertime.
What else besides a river and a creek?
Well, you can have a brook.
Mm-hmm. How does that fit in on the size and so forth with the river and the creek?
It's much smaller than a river.
Mm-hmm. Small.